Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Well, welcome everyone to Advisory Insights Podcast. This is Stuart Obermann, your host. And I want to talk about an ongoing problem that we have reviewed, considered, and took a lot of information from regarding our employers, and that is the continued workplace harassment. So I want to review some policies and actions that should be taking place in 2024 regarding harassment. Today's title, Workplace Harassment, Three Types of Harassment That Should Never Be Tolerated in 2024. So you got a lot of examples of harassment, but I want to cover the probably three basic areas. One is verbal harassment, where this is also written harassment, where you're sending emails, offensive jokes, graphics, comments about race or religion, or you're repeating, asking for dates. Your employees don't know boundaries, and they're asking sexual favors from one another in the workplace or after hours through text message or emails in person. And then you get into the discussion of, on the verbal side, family history, genetic disorders, and then unwanted and absolutely inappropriate comments regarding someone's disability or age. And then in today's diverse workplace, commenting on a fellow worker's ethnic background or language. And one of the things to look at in this area as a topic is technology. How is your technology being utilized in a workplace for this type of conduct, whether prevented or condoned? You have to look at what's going on your technology side. The next one is physical, number two. So this is sometimes a little bit harder to recognize. You got lewd hand direct gestures, and you've got gestures that are meant to be cuss words, and you know, the finger and you know, the chin, and you got a lot of areas because of our diverse world we live in where gestures are considered cuss words. Unwanted touching on the person or their clothing should never happen. Never happen. You know, then you've got the invasion of space, right? Where people stand too close to you, or you know, they're making gestures too close to you. So you've, or following someone at work, you've got to be aware and cognitive of what's going on in your workplace. A little bit harder is, you know, making sexually suggestive facial expressions or playing loud and degrading music within the workplace. So, and these areas don't even have to be directed at a particular person, but it's a course of conduct you've got to look out for. And briefly, not going to spend probably all day on these three topics, but third is visual. And this, I think, may be the hardest, and because it's so subjective as to what is, you know, visual harassment. You know, is it wearing offensive clothing with vulgar language? Is it displaying posters of a, you know, sexual or a very offensive nature? Is it showing someone a, you know, very sexually suggestive text message or an email? Is it watching porno at work? Yes, this happens. This happens every day. You know, or drawing, you know, violent or just derogatory, destructive images. So, you know, what's an example of visual? You got, you know, maybe comic strips are, you know, displayed in a workplace that creates a potentially hostile work environment. So you have to really, you can't watch over your employees every day, 24/7, 365. You have to have a policy how what addresses workplace harassment and what actions you're going to take place. The key to this is it happens top down. You can't preach to your employees if you're top management what's improper conduct if you're doing the same thing yourself as far as any kind of sexual harassment issues or harassment issues are done. These must be defined by a code of conduct or an employee manual, period. What is unacceptable behavior? Because people don't know what is unacceptable. In today's world, we still have people showing pictures of themselves to employees. This must never, ever, ever happen. So what do? Top down, example. And then you have training. What's acceptable? What's not acceptable? This has to be constantly reviewed. And then all employers should have an online reporting process and reporting process for harassment. Your employees have to feel that they should never be retaliated against or any kind of harassment issues. Procedures must be outlined, claims must be investigated, and preventive action is an absolute critical part of this. And this is an ongoing process. You can't do this, you know, January 5th or February 1st and forget about the rest of the year. This is an ongoing process. Folks, that's a couple of short examples of workplace harassment. Each one of these three topics, you could talk about for days and hours at a time. But top of mind issues. Folks, thanks for joining us. Your host, Stuart Overman. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at Oberman, O-B-E-R-M-A-N, law.com, or give us a call, 770-886-2400. Thanks, and have a fantastic day.